Good morning. Yeah, good morning. So let me share a piece of the gospel text with you guys again. This is from a little bit different translation. And it says, as the time drew near for Jesus to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Do you know why Jesus was headed off to Jerusalem? Do you know what was going to happen there? Okay, he was going to tell the people about him there, right? Do you know what else was going to happen to Jesus there?
He might die.
He might die? Not he might. You know, he will die. Jesus is going to Jerusalem to die. So, why is Jesus going to die? Yeah, to save us from our sins, exactly. So Jesus is going to Jerusalem to die for us. So, did Jesus die for anyone else? Yeah, who else did Jesus die for? No, he didn't die for your dog. Yeah, Jesus died for everybody. Yeah, that's sad when our animals die, isn't it? Yeah, so Jesus is going to die for everyone. So is Jesus dying for the people that you don't like? Yeah, that's right. Jesus even died for the people that we don't like. So what about you? Do other people ever not like you? Do you ever do things to other people to make them not like you? Yeah. Yeah. So people do things. Yeah. People do things to make us not like them, and we do things to make other people not like us. But Jesus died for all of us because he loves us. Because Jesus loves all people and he died for everyone. So Jesus is going off to Jerusalem to die. But he says later on in this text, follow me. So are you guys following Jesus? Yeah? Okay. Well, Jesus is going to Jerusalem. Are you guys going to Jerusalem? No. So we can't follow Jesus to Jerusalem. But remember again, why is Jesus going to Jerusalem? To die. That's right. And so we follow Jesus in his death. Do you know where we were united with Jesus in his death? Was it when you were baptized? Yeah. Yeah, when you were baptized, you were united with Jesus' death. And so you have already followed. Yeah, so we've already died with Christ. We've followed him in his death. But what happened to Jesus on the third day after he died? Yeah, what happened to Jesus the third day after he died? That's right, he rose again, and so Jesus has baptized us both into his death and into his resurrection. And so Jesus has died for all of us, and we are united with that death. So let's pray and thank Jesus for being so loving to us and to all people. Lord Jesus, so many times we do things to make other people not like us, or other people do things to us to make us not like them. And yet we know that you are loving and you have died for all of us. We thank you for that and for the forgiveness that you have won for us. Help us also to be forgiving to one another. because you have baptized us and made us your own. In your name we pray. Amen.